Earlier this year, local writer and Bay Area native Rebecca Solnit wrote an essay for the London Review of Books about an increasingly common sight on the city's streets.
The buses roll up to San Francisco's bus stops in the morning and evening, but they're unmarked, or nearly so, and not for the public. Most of them are gleaming white with dark-tinted windows like limousines.
She means the Google bus. It's one of many private shuttle buses taking employees of companies like Google, Apple, and Facebook from their San Francisco homes to their Silicon Valley jobs. From Solnit's perspective, these buses represent an economic gap that's destroying the very essence of the city. It's a viewpoint many people share. This past weekend, hundreds of people took to the streets in the Mission, where rents and eviction rates have soared over the past year, to protest what they describe as the loss of their neighborhood and to ask for it back. And there's a specific group of people they want it back from.
San Francisco cannot turn into a city that's just for the wealthy and the privileged. It has to be for everybody.
So I've recently been branded with this new term, techie. I've had labels in my life before, journalist, musician, student, even redhead. But this one's different. I wasn't quite prepared for this one.
Mary Willis is a journalist from Australia who moved to San Francisco with her husband when he got a job at Google. She's also a reporter at KALW. And when we started talking about the Google bus and what it represents, she had a very different perspective than those demonstrators.
We always thought of San Francisco as somewhere that was accepting, and we thought of the social history that it had. But then when we got here, it was a few weeks later that we started to hear things on the street. My husband started to say that he would get yelled at by passers-by when waiting at the Google bus stop to head down to his job in Silicon Valley. And then there was the gentrification, or the anti-gentrification protest, where protesters hit a piñata of a Google bus with a stick. Somehow and suddenly we were caught up in this war about the future of San Francisco. And I was the baddie. We were the baddies. And it got to a stage once where we were out at a bar and the couple that we were talking to were telling us how much they hated the tech industry and had pushed up their rents. And then when they asked us what my husband did, we actually lied and said that we were tourists, because that's the last thing we wanted to confess, that we worked in the tech industry.